prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So some weeks ago, John asked me to speak about the topic of living a life worthy of the calling you have received. He asked me to share a bit about how I've responded to the call on my life and through what I do and who I am. So first of all, I'm going to tell you a bit about my own story and finding my own calling. And then I'm going to talk about some things that I feel are vital in following our calling. And then I'm going to talk about some hurdles that we need to overcome in order to follow our calling. So when I joined this church about 11, maybe 12 years ago, 10 years ago, I don't know, it was a long time ago, my situation, I hadn't got my life planned out. I didn't have a dream to be like, I really want to be a doctor, or, you know, I want to be a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, anything like that. I just, you know, I wasn't... So my situation was that I could ask God, when I became a Christian, I asked God, you know, what is your bullseye for me, for my life? What is your call on my life? And I didn't find out straight away. I got involved in lots of things that were going on in the church. We were meeting in Werburgh's church down in Christchurch there, near Christchurch at the time. And so I just generally got involved in anything that was going on in the church, the Alpha course, the worship team, the soup run. And then at one stage I discovered there was a thing called Kids Club, and it was like a kind of a that's it moment for me. I went to see a guy called Bill Wilson speak in Carrickfergus, and I went to see a club running over Liverpool, and it was, for me, it was like, that's it, you know. If you don't know about Kids, most of you would know, but it's a club we run here in the church to reach out to the local community, especially the kids, and we visit the kids and the families in the community. If you want to know any more about it, come and talk to me afterwards and I'll try and get you involved. Because we're always looking for more volunteers, and we're starting back in September, so if you're at a loose end, what to do on Saturday, or even part of your Saturday, or even one Saturday a fortnight... come and talk to me, because it's amazing, and God's doing amazing things. So, also around that time, a lady called Sharon Stone, not the actress, is a prophetic woman from America. She's working in England now. She came here with her team, and I got some prophetic words, which was very helpful for me to try and figure out and crystallize what it was God was calling to me to do. So I was also hungry to know. I was hungry. I really was actively seeking God, and I was asking God, what is your bullseye for me, for my life? What is it you want me to do? And even then, when I discovered what it was, I didn't get to do it full time for years afterwards. I volunteered every Saturday for a long time. I made it a priority for me for years before I got to do it full time. But there came a point in my walk and in my life where there was that kind of leap of faith. I had to decide, you know, is this really it? And I had to practically trust God that he was going to look after us financially, me and my wife. And I had to take a pay cut. And we raised enough money so I could go full time for 6 months. And during those 6 months, more than enough money came in so I could go full time for the next 6 months. And in that 6 months, John came on staff and joined the church, and he employed me to do what I do. So I suppose God is faithful. When you make that leap of faith, he will come right in behind it. And that's just what I've learned, but it's almost like you have to make the leap of faith to find out. So when it comes to God's call on a person's life, there are very different points of view that I've come across. There's the point of view of, you know, on the one hand, if I don't hear an audible voice from God, a really strong sense, you know, the go to Africa, you know, that kind of thing, it's almost an excuse for inaction, because, you know, we're not sure what God's call is on us, so we don't want to do anything that's not God's call, you know, or if somebody asks us to do something, we're like, well, I'm not sure if that's God's call in my life, or that I'm called to do it. On the other hand, the guy I was talking about, Bill Wilson, who started Metro Ministries and Kids Club in New York some years ago, he is of the opinion that the need is the call, you know, and he's always talking about that, the need is the call. So you see the need, and that's the call of God for you today. The only problem with that argument is that there's actually so much need in the world that you'd be run around like a headless chicken if you're trying to meet all the need. Also, we look at the life of Jesus, and sometimes he walked away from the need to the astonishment of his disciples, because his father was doing something else, somewhere else. In Mark 1:36-39, it says this, Simon and his companions went looking for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let's go somewhere else. To nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I've come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. So what I do see in the life of Jesus, though, is wherever he was, wherever his father sent him, he was meeting the need. Be it turning water into wine, multiplying loaves and fishes, healing the blind, having lunch in Zacchaeus' house, wherever it was, he was meeting that need. And that came up earlier. I think Mary was talking about it earlier when she was talking about the conference. Is, you know, we can meet the need wherever God sends us, in whatever field we're in. So wherever he was meeting the need. He was pouring himself out for others when he was here. So I believe wherever we are, wherever we see the need, that's the call of God for us. We're told in Scripture that God has he's called us to do good works. You know, in Ephesians 2:10 it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, for which God has prepared in advance for us to do." So God has gone ahead of us. He's prepared stuff for us to do. We just have to find out what it is. From my own experience, I've learned that some things are really important in following the call of God in our lives. I believe consistency is essential. Over the years, I've chosen to be consistent with Kids Club, to make it a priority. There's been lots of conferences and speakers over the years that I've missed, that I'd love to have gone and seen, but I've missed because they're on Saturdays, and Kids Club's on Saturdays. And it's been more important for me to do what we do consistently here in Kids Club than to go off and see the speakers. Consistency has earned us a lot of favor and trust in this community. People know that we'll do what we say we'll do, and we're there consistently. Each child who comes to Kids Club has been visited every week the club is on for the last 9 years. Every week that the club is on. That takes a lot of consistency, not only from me, but from the team that work with me as well. When we know what God has called us to do, we need to be consistent with it. Over the years, I've noticed that it's easy to get people involved in big events, you know, big, exciting events. It seems to make a big impact. Things like Urban Soul. I was involved in Urban Soul a few weeks ago myself. It was great. It was fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But what I've learned is that what really counts is doing what God has called you to do well over a long period of time. Day in, day out, rain, hail, shine, week in, week out. That's what makes an impact in people's lives and earns trust as well. There's a dad who lives down in Oliver Bond here, one of the flat complexes, just down the hill on the right-hand side. And a couple of years ago, I had a chat with him, and He said to me, you know, when you first started doing Kids Club in this community, he said, I was very mistrustful. A lot of us were. He said, I used to tell the kids, don't ever get in the bus, you know. We have a bus that goes around and collects the kids. He said, don't ever get in the bus. He said, you might never get off it. He says, now I tell the kids they should get on the bus, they should go to the club, that it's good for them and it's a really good thing. You know, and I said to him, I said, what changed? He said, well, you just kept on doing it. And he said, you earned our trust. And we didn't change what we did. We just kept on doing it because we knew God had called us to it. But the dad changed his attitude because we earned his trust through consistency or through being consistent. Some people still call us brainwashers. Some people still think we're a cult. But it actually... you know, over time, hopefully, we'll earn their trust as well. There's a local Dublin City Council community officer who came to see the club a few weeks ago. And it would have been very easy. We get some funding from Dublin City Council. And so he came, the community, local community guy changed, and I wanted to invite this guy to come and see the club. It would have been very easy for me to change the program that day, to be less evangelistic, to water down what we did. But that is not what God has called us to. God has called us to be a witness and a light in this community. And we can't be watering that down, depending on who's there. We've got to be consistent in what we do and what he's called us to do. I also think we need a lot of